जयपुर अजमेर. वेलकम टू दिस वीकली सेगमेंट ऑफ इंग्लिश प्रोग्राम. इन दिस प्रोग्राम वी ब्रिंग यू अ टॉक. लेट्स नो ऑल अबाउट ग्लूकोमा. द टॉकर इज ऑप्टोमोलॉजिस्ट डॉक्टर विशाल उदावत.
गुड मॉर्निंग लिसनर्स. दिस वीक ऑफ मार्च वी ऑब्जर्व वर्ल्ड ग्लूकोमा वीक. द ग्लूकोमा कॉजेस प्रोग्रेसिव डैमेज टू द विजन. हेंस द पर्पस ऑफ माई टॉक टूडे is to alert people to have regular eye and optic nerve checks to detect this eye disease. First question which arises in people's mind is, what is this disease? What are its types? And do I need to get worried for this? Well, glaucoma, or as we call it popularly, the silent thief of sight, is an eye disease which result in damage to the optic nerve and vision loss. It occurs more commonly among older people, but can occur at all age groups. In India, around 1.12 crore people are affected by this disease. We can classify it into two types: primary open-angle glaucoma. In this, your side vision may begin to decrease, followed by central vision, resulting in blindness if not treated. Assume that you are driving a car on a road and two seven-year-old kids are trying to cross the road from side and you are not able to see them. How scary is this situation? This can actually happen to you if you are a patient of glaucoma. Other symptoms like frequent change in power of your near vision glasses can occur. There can be difficulty in driving at night. There can be frequent headaches at night. Other than this, people do not have any symptoms. So, when a patient comes to us, 90% of the patients already have 50% loss of vision. This loss is usually irreversible. You don't have to be afraid, but this is a very common among glaucoma patients, as there are very few symptoms of this disease. This makes the screening via regular eye checks very important. Second variety is primary angle closure glaucoma. In this, the iris blocks the trabecular meshwork or the angles. In this variety, you can have severe pain, blurred vision, and redness of your eyes. You may also see colored halos. Here, you will definitely rush to your eye doctor, and there are fewer chances to miss this disease. Other than these, common varieties of glaucoma can occur due to trauma or indiscriminate use of steroids. Next important question that arises is, who are those who should get their glaucoma evaluation done? After the age of 40, you should always get your eyes checked. Those patients who have hypertension, diabetes mellitus, myopia, thyroid disease and family history of glaucoma should always get their eyes checked. So when you go to your doctor, he will advise some tests for your eyes. What are these tests and how scary are these? This needs to be answered. Your doctor will do a slit lamp examination for anterior structures of your eye. He will then evaluate your optic disc by fundus photography or lens known as 90D. Your angles will be seen by gonioscope and your corneal thickness will be measured. He will check your eye pressure by an instrument known as tonometer. Here, you should always keep your eyes relaxed. Strain in your eyes can raise your eye pressure and we will get wrong readings. Later, he will make you sit in front of a machine which will find out your field of vision. This is a very important test for glaucoma evaluation. Before going in for this test, you should always be relaxed. You should have a correct number of your glasses. If you are on some drugs like pilocarpine, then you need to stop it. Look for falling eyelids, if any. Always get your previous fields with you. Apart from these, some advanced imaging of your optic nerve and surrounding structures can be done by instruments such as OCT, HRT, and GDX. These tests are able to detect your glaucoma much before any other tests. I suggest you to keep the paper of these tests very carefully. You can also scan these on your computer. My patient asked me, if you are diagnosed with glaucoma, what lifestyle changes you need to keep in mind. Few important points are to be remembered. Sleeping prone with firm pressure against pillow should be avoided. You may be going in for yoga every day, but performing certain asanas like Shirsasana should be avoided. This may increase your eye pressure and cause damage to your optic nerve. Another activity common during yoga is holding your breath and blowing. It is not to be done for glaucoma patients. People going in for exercises should avoid weightlifting. Western dressing style has very much taken over us in today's society. Wearing tight neck ties actually compress your vein in the neck. This in turn hampers the venous drainage from your head and neck. Though it may sound odd, but I do not recommend a very tight collar at your neck. It has always been taught to us from our childhood days that drinking 4 to 5 glasses of water in the morning is good for health. But here is a caution to glaucoma patients. Please do not drink large volumes of water rapidly. We come to our next question, what is the treatment for glaucoma? For this, 3 main modes of treatment are available: medicines, laser, and surgery. There are various drugs available. I advise all our listeners to read the pamphlets of the medicine. By this, you will know the side effect of these medicines and will help us in changing the drug if it is not suitable to you. The most common question asked by patients is, how do we put drops in our eyes? For this, always remember to wash your hand before putting the drops. Pull the lower eyelid of your eyes downward. Try to look in upward direction with head turned backward. Instill one drop into the space which is created. Just after putting the drop, always wipe your skin with a tissue paper. This helps in removing the drops from your skin and thus it will not cause any pigmentation of your skin. Once this is done, press with your finger between your inner side of the eye and nose. This stops the drug to reach in other parts of your body and thus helps in reducing the side effects. If you are lazy in reading the pamphlets along with the medicine you have been given, let me help you summarize some of the side effects of these drugs. If you feel breathing problems, it could be due to beta blockers. If you are sleeping all day long or you have allergy to drug, it could be due to brimonidine. And if your skin is getting dark or your lashes are getting long, it could be due to prostaglandin analogs. In the end, I would like to congratulate All India Radio for the efforts they have put in creating awareness amongst the people. It's an honor and privilege to be a part of this worthy program. Thank you so much for having me here.
Let's know all about glaucoma. You were listening to this talk by Dr. Vishal Udhavat. With this, our weekly segment of English program comes to an end. Please stand by for the next announcement.